Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Ronnie Dahlia, make it two in a row, all right? Can we do that? Atlanta United, Orlando tonight, 6:30 pregame. Mike and I are going all the way up until 6:30, kicks at 7:30. And, of course, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore will have the call for you. Make sure you stay tuned for that tonight. Braves lose last night, and it just feels like, okay, well, who was hitting? Acuna, Riley, Ozuna, Albies, Harris couldn't score a run. And you were talking about Matt Olson, who, by the way, bases were loaded in the fifth, two outs. We need you to come through with a big hit. He did not. He struck out. And people are talking about this with you, and you have an issue?
Well, again, I blame ESPN for this crap. This obsession that people have with exit velocity. Exit velocity without resulting in knocking in a runner serves no freaking purpose. I can have an exit velocity of 2 miles an hour laying down a bunt, and if it's not fielded properly, results in somebody scoring. I don't care. I mean, give me a freaking break. This nonsense. I had a guy literally go, he had two at-bats, exit velocity over 105. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't matter. You got to hit them where they ain't, okay? Talk to Chipper, okay? I wish Chipper could come in and work with these guys. Just, you know, when you're struggling sometimes, just go with the pitch, take it opposite field, hit a line drive to the left center. But everybody, and Matt Olson's one of the biggest culprits with his stupid launch angle, and everything's got to be a mortar round that's got to go 380 feet to right field. You guys are obsessed with exit velocity. It's like the same knuckleheads I was arguing. You guys know what clutch is? I literally had to explain to someone what clutch meant. I mean, I'm sorry. I thought the goal of the game was to win it by scoring more runs than the opposition, which happens when you knock runners in. So just if you, the next person who sends me a thing about exit velocity, you're getting blocked. You're out. I mean, you guys are – this is the nerd stuff, the paradigm of analytics, which slides into sports, which has no place because the nerds have no idea what competition is.
Did you ever hear Chipper Jones talk about exit velocity when he was hitting?
No.
Would you argue that he's one of the best Braves to ever do it?
Yep.
Sometimes we overthink this. All we needed last night was a hit from Matt Olson. Two outs. Two outs. These are the big moments. Two outs. You're up. Bases loaded. I need a knock. It's that simple. Sometimes you come through. Sometimes you don't. I don't care about all this other stuff. 404-726-0929 is the phone number. It's also our text line. Mike Griffiths is going to join us from Dog Nation coming up. Talk about the annual meetings going on down there in Florida. Also, we will get into some more Falcons conversation because there is a rookie that we're looking at that may be in a pickle. We'll tell you about that in 10 minutes. Let's get to 4th and 1. All right, so what did Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell, say about Michael Penix? Mike, I hope they get a rhythm. I really do. And we can stretch the field. We saw Kirk Cousins do a little bit of this with Mooney early in the season, and it got us excited because we didn't have this element, guys. It's the one thing we didn't have, which is why they signed him. And you can stretch the field. I think Michael Penix is going to take his shots with him. He's going to take his shots with Drake London. If Pitts is 100%, he should be taking shots at some point through the season with Pitts. But Darnell Mooney was asked about the job that Penix is doing. Again, this is OTAs. Here is Darnell Mooney.
I mean, I think he's been doing well, you know, owning what that he's the guy and that he's going to be the guy. So, I mean, he's doing a good job of just, you know, showing up every day. So, I mean, continue to just show up.
The thing about Darnell Mooney, and Mike, we talked about this last year. It may have been mandatory minicamp and then in the camp. And I said, I thought Mooney and Cousins had a connection.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Action. They were always talking, always kind of communicating. He'd miss him on a play. He'd come back and talk to him. And then that kind of played out as the season started where he was looking for him.
Right.
And we all know, you know, how that played out ultimately for everybody. Cousins wasn't able to hit anybody, let alone Darnell Mooney. But for this offense to be what it potentially can be, I don't want to dismiss this. Darnell Mooney has to have a similar, if not better, season than he did last year.
Right. And we've talked about Pitts. We'll leave that where it is. But, yeah, the wide receiver core, I thought, you know, Mooney and Cousins, that game I mentioned out in Tampa where, you know, some beautiful touchdown throws, you know, got Pitts involved. But Mooney's cagey, run route, you know, runs those routes, speed we talked about. Mm. You know, didn't know, again, remember at the time I was like, who? We got who? But from the Bears, we gave who from the Bears? How much money? But he's legit. He's legit. And now hopefully with Penix's accuracy and the ability to drop the ball down. If, again, you think about it, as we said earlier, play action, you know, one little, you know, up and whatever the moves are. Mooney can chuck and jive, do whatever you got to do, Carl. Get the DBs to bite, fake him out of the jock and go down the field because we've seen it. And that just seems to me like a guy, I mean, yes, is it too much to dream as a Falcon fan for 2,000-yard receivers?
No.
With Penix doing what we think he can do?
No, it should not be too much to ask. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor, guys, talking about playing the starters in the preseason. This is something you've discussed. We're going to ask Ra about it and see if his opinion maybe has changed. I just feel like these coaches across the board, Zach Taylor's the coach of the Bengals, by the way, but he – across the board, Mike, they're cautious because they're so afraid that they're going to get somebody hurt and then they're going to take the blame.
Right.
And their team's going to be done for the season, especially if it's the guy at quarterback. But Zach Taylor says, look, what do I think about playing the starters in the preseason?
The one thing I do feel good about is playing our guys more in the preseason. That's always subject to change depending on health and how things go with our team during training camp. But that's one thing that we've openly talked about with our players, and I think will help us as we do it. And so they know that. We've talked about that, and we'll go from there.
Sometimes, because of the way things have gone in the NFL, now you only get two preseason games. If you're not practicing against the opposite team, right, one of those preseason games where you get a week of practice against somebody else, Mike, where do these real reps come from? And that's why when we get to week one, some guys are a little rusty. It feels like, all right, it may take a week or two for things to kind of click. And that's why I think a lot of these coaches are changing their perspective about, I got to play my stars a little bit more in the preseason, even if it's just two games.
Yeah, I know that last year we understand the circumstances was Kirk Cousins getting the reps because he felt challenged by them drafting Penix, was not happy with it. So that's why I guess in hindsight we only saw Penix throw one series in preseason. We wanted to see Penix Bay. I thought we were going to see Penix in every, you know, basically three quarters of every preseason game and let whoever the third or fourth string mop up. Wasn't even the case. So later on, maybe that was part of the reason why they were hesitant to get Penix in the mix. They thought they could, you know, Cousins was finally going to snap out of it. But yeah, I still think Penix, for all intents and purposes, is a rookie. And you could get injured walking out down the street, you know. But I think you got to see him for at least first half of two of these games, right?
I think so too.
I mean, right. At some point, you got to see, let him react and adapt. And you're not going to throw your whole playbook at him in the preseason, but still, he's got to get the reps.
That's how I feel. We'll see if Ra agrees with that as we get closer to training camp. OTA's going on up at Flowery Branch. By the way, do you look into this any which way? Jalen Walker's getting first team reps. Are you looking at this anyway?
Yeah, because he never should have been there when we drafted him because he's a top 10 talent and everyone compared him to Micah Parsons. So let's let the guy that could be a slightly shorter Micah Parsons get all the reps. We know he's a born leader. He's impressive as hell. And yeah, I love it. And it's not like, you know, if you're Coach Rod, you're going to, well, you know, things have to be earned. Oh, he'll earn it. Because he's that dude. He's an alpha.
Yeah, I agree. I know that's something that has been reported over the last day or so. Shouldn't be a surprise.
No.
And again, everybody's not there, but I still don't think that should be a surprise. Even if everybody was there, that he's getting first team reps. Meanwhile, Mike, let's talk about this this hatred between Terry Bradshaw and Aaron Rodgers. Look, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers feels some kind of way about Terry Bradshaw, but Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is a legend, okay? And when he starts talking about this Aaron Rodgers situation, as he has, he went on a radio station I think it was a Tuesday, and it was a radio station in Arkansas where he basically said this whole pursuit of Aaron Rodgers is, quote, a joke. It's a joke to me. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? The guy needs to stay in California. This is Terry Bradshaw. Go somewhere and chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there. That's Bradshaw.
Terry's old school, man. And again, it's a different generation. He's a Steeler for life, and he's talking about Aaron Rodgers, you know, becoming a Steeler. He doesn't see it, doesn't feel it. I don't know if you feel any better about Kirk Cousins being that guy, but I love it. And yeah, I mean, it's the old school versus whatever you think Aaron Rodgers is. You know, sometimes too cool for his own good. But yeah, that's Terry basically saying he doesn't buy his shtick, doesn't buy his act, and he didn't want it in Pittsburgh.
Here's what it sounded like on the radio. This is a Bradshaw.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback? That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is just, to me, is a joke. But what are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man. That guy needs to stay in California. Go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere
and you.
Chew on bark and. And whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he.
Man, I think we found a place where we can definitely get a syndication deal for Squid Billy. But anyway, as far as the conversation there, well.
103 The Buzz in Arkansas.
It's kind of like when you and I joke around about, like, you know, the.
Give him some credit.
The sports possum in Lake City.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say this though. I mean, they're off by 1 point because they brought Russell Wilson in for 1 year, so that doesn't hold water. They're just trying to get Mike Tomlin back to where he can actually win a playoff game.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Aaron Rodgers, we'd like to believe with that quality of players they have in Pittsburgh, could probably get to the playoffs. They're in the toughest division you could argue in the NFL, if not tied for the toughest. I still don't know what the hell happened with the Jets. How much do you blame everything on Aaron Rodgers and went south?
No. Dysfunction in the front office.
Yeah.
Once Saleh got fired, he was the wrong guy to be fired first, even if he was going to get fired. Look, there was a lot of reasons as to why that thing went south, but no, I don't solely blame him. Hey, one other thing we got to get to. It is our 4th-and-1 segment, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up. Which rookie or second-year player needs to have a big impact? We're going to get into that here as well. But, Mike, the Patriots' new wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, not present Wednesday for voluntary organized team activities. But this is a day after, and we didn't even talk about this because we came off of Memorial Day weekend, 1 day after a video of him surfaced on social media where he's on a boat. I'm on a boat! And he flashed an unidentified pink substance while surrounded by 3 women.
Now, what was this pink substance?
I don't know. You kids out there know? What's the pink substance? It's certainly not purple drink, I'll tell you that.
Dom, what are they making into like a pink-like substance these days?
I have heard of a substance called pink cocaine.
Okay.
Which is a little bit of mix of a few things.
Okay. So that is why people are making a big deal out of this. Patriots coach Mike Vrabel addressed reporters before practice today, said, look, this is about great decision-making on and off the field. Any conversation that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club. But, yes, I am aware. By the way, Diggs, 31, he signed a 3-year, $69 million contract in March.
Yeah, I got to admit, when I was looking at the video yesterday, I was not focused on the pink substance. I was focused on his kind of Whitman sampler. He kind of had like the Russian nesting dolls of like hot chicks.
Did he?
Like the big one, the slightly less big one, and then the regular size one.
Everybody needs love, Mike.
That's
everybody
right,
needs love.
Hey, man, you know me, man. I'm down with it. But it was kind of, you know, what, he's kind of been out there, putting it out there, you know, last couple of months, hadn't he?
Yeah.
He was sitting courtside with, was it Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Hey, man.
A pink substance. Good name for
allegedly,
a band.
Allegedly. All right, when we come back, news from Philly. We'll tell you about it. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.